their athletic director of USC, Mike Bone. He joins us in Freddie Fitzsimmons. Thanks to the show, Pinto Performance Line. Mike, September 24th, the official announcement that the Pac-12 was going to resume football, basketball, and winter sports seasons. Here it is more than a month later. What has it been like for you waiting for this day to happen that's going to happen on Saturday involving your team, involving your league?
It's a pleasure to be able to be on with you tonight and talk about it and know that it's actually going to be a reality for us, for our fans, and most importantly for our student-athletes. These players have done everything right from this summer all the way through this crazy timeline, and, you know, we're holding our breath, and it's been a wild ride and one that has been very, very challenging. But you know what? What is really revealed is how fortunate we are at USC to have an incredible hospital, great doctors, medical professionals, and a staff that have just worked so hard to give us an opportunity to play on Saturday. And my understanding is you're going to take care of the weather for us and turn off that rain a little bit. But we can't wait to get out on that new grass in the Coliseum and go out and play football and let our guys have an opportunity to really do what they love.
USC AD Mike Bone here with us on Freddie and Fitzsimmons on ESPN Radio with Freddie Coleman. I'm Ian Fitzsimmons. And for people who don't know that story about your wide receiver and Sam Brown, just tell that story about the letter he wrote and how that really got the ball rolling from one of your players to get the entire, not just your school, but the entire conference back to playing football.
Well, again, my hat's off to him. And when our players got together and really started talking about, wait a minute, we're at USC, we're in a conference that is hurting and struggling, and we're doing all the right things here. They're very bright. They had a lot of thoughts about their ability to influence the process simply by stating that as players, this is what the program means to them, and this is what they believe, and demonstrated their commitment. I mean, if that doesn't touch your heart, I don't know what does. And that was an emotional day for all of us because that was not something that we really thought of. It came from the players, and it was very organic. And when they engaged with our chief of staff and thought, okay, what does this look like? How do we do this? What's the governor's address? How do we do all that stuff? That was really, really powerful. And I think that'll go down as an historic time for USC players for taking a stand and really influencing the governor. And when the state of California got momentum going, clearly that really ignited a sense of passion and drive and an idea that we can get this done as a league.